We really, really love these segments here where we get a chance to get to know a little bit more about the inductees into the Bayou Region Athletic Hall of Fame. And now we're going to get to know a little bit more about Coach Leslie Daig, who, well, I say coach, but he also won a state championship as a player. We have John and J.D. Daig, the children of Coach Leslie Daig, on the line to tell us about their father. Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Good morning. Doing great.
Wonderful. Good morning. Wonderful, wonderful. Happy to have you guys on the show. First and foremost, before we get you to tell us about your father, what does this mean to your family to know that, you know, your dad is going to be going into the Bayou Region Athletic Hall of Fame, joining the absolute best of the best in our region?
Wow, it's truly a great honor. When you really look at all the other recipients that they've had in the past, you know, truly an honor. I mean, such great people that have been inducted already. And to have that recognition for my dad, we're very, very proud of my dad, and I'm just happy for him as well. And, yeah, we're all very proud of it. It's a great, great award.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Look, for your dad, he played at Vanderbilt and won a state championship as a player, then goes to Nicholls State University, gets the teaching degree and everything, then returns to Vanderbilt and was a multi-time state champion as a coach out there on the baseball squad from 1961 to 1967. What did he tell you guys about those days leading the Terriers? I mean, heck, that's a very prosperous run. You win 4 state championships in a stretch of like 6 or 7 seasons. I wasn't around at that time, but I'm sure the community was abuzz by that. Tell us about some of those days and some of the stories that he maybe shared with you all.
Well, so JD and I were talking earlier this morning, and Daddy is really a man of few words. And, of course, I've heard all the stories. I say all of them, but quite a few stories about the of his high school coaching days. And it's really proud. And in my case, I'll still run into people today, especially in the home of Thibodaux area. And I must look like my dad because they'll point me out and they're like, oh, you must be Lely's son. But a lot of those were his past players that he coached. And that's rewarding whenever I have something like that happen to me. And everybody, you know, just talks really super well about those days, I guess, as anybody would back in their old high school days. But the baseball in particular and having the state championships, I mean, that's, as any coach knows, those are hard to come by. So to have that under his belt and to share that with so many great players, it's a wonderful thing.
You know, yeah.
I'll kind of add to that.
Sure.
It wasn't until recently, in the recent years, that he actually took out the old pictures of his state championship teams to show the family because he wanted to do something with those pictures. He never really had them out. He never really was a man to kind of brag about his accomplishments. So, I mean, we've heard it a lot from, like John said, from folks that played for him or played with him, but not too much from him. He was kind of a humble man.
Yeah, no, that's awesome to hear. You know, Stan helped me here, and he created kind of a list of questions. And the one question that Stan put on here that I thought was so super fascinating, and I'm really excited to ask you guys about, is what's the one thing that people would be surprised to know about your dad that most folks maybe don't know? Is there a hobby that he enjoyed doing or something that he enjoys partaking in that maybe people wouldn't expect?
Yes, I would say he was one that not only did he coach the traditional sports, but he had a passion for teaching young kids and boys different games to build their skill level. And that could be from playing marbles, ping pong, games that he created like Cracker Bounce, 21 Skidoo. I mean, he just loved doing that with kids. And you know, back in our early days, living in a small little subdivision with kids our age, I mean, he was the talk of the neighborhood. Everybody wanted to come home from school to play games with my dad. So that was one of the things that I think carried to other things besides just coaching the traditional sport.
He was an unbelievable marble player. You know, when you're little and you played marbles and we thought we were good, he would come in, and I'm telling you, we could never beat him. He was incredible at marbles. He was really good. Okay. The other thing he loved birds. He was a big birder. I guess he kind of told me one time when he was really young and grew up in South Oklahoma, he probably shot too many ducks at one time. I think because of that, I think when I was growing up, we went hunting, but he'd always allow me to hunt, but he never shot, and he became more of a bird watcher and really got into that probably in the last 30 years or so. We had purple Morton houses, but all these migratory birds, especially like right now as they're coming down into Grand Isle, he was really into that. So that's something that people probably don't know about him.
That's really cool. It sounds like, based on what you're telling me about your childhood, in a sense, he probably almost was like the coach of the neighborhood, right? Everybody was wanting to go over and play games over at the Dake House, right?
Oh, yeah.
That is true. And he would play, and he was still competitive. He wouldn't let you win either.
He would never let Don and I win at anything. If we won, it was because we deserved it. He wasn't going to let us win.
That's awesome to hear. Look, I'm seeing here also a state champion as a player his senior season over on the baseball diamond, part of the school's first ever state championship team. Did you hear any stories about your dad? Like, what position did he play? Anything like that? You have any stories of him as a player that you could share?
The only thing I know is Daddy, I guess back in the day, Daddy was certainly a type of athlete that probably could have played anything. And so I think he pitched a little bit and probably played infield, but I'm sure he could have played outfield as well. The one thing that he told me, I told this to Jerry, he was funny. And he, like you said, he would not brag at all. But one time he told me, and JD and I both played sports, played baseball. And my dad, you know, he would compliment. He'd always kind of discuss things, but it was always a great way in how he did it. He never would belittle you at all. He always made you feel good, just as a good coach would. But the one thing he did say, he goes, "Yeah, John, you were pretty good." He goes, "But I was definitely a little better base runner than you."
There you go.
So he always he loved baseball about how running the bases, and there was a skill and an art to it. So I certainly agree with that. So that's kind of the warning, the only things that he's ever said that like that to me.
What was it like? Go ahead.
He always made it fun. So whether he coached Little League or, you know, I would imagine when he coached high school, if you asked his players, they would probably all say that he made it fun for them. And if it's not fun when you're that age, obviously, you won't be good at it. So he was definitely a coach that thrived on that.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Look, you guys mentioned you both played a little bit. What was it like growing up in the house, having a, you know, your dad be a coach? I'm sure there was some critiquing that was going on there at times. What was it like growing up under the coach there?
So I told that to JD this morning. You know, being a coach, and of course, all throughout high school football, Daddy was one also in physical therapy. He really stood on the sidelines of Edie White for 30 plus years, almost 35 years, in helping the athletes. But he was physical therapy and take care of injuries. But he was also a high school coach, so you know how coaches are. And the one thing when I played, for sure, I never heard anything negative at all about like our coaches or plays or anything like that. Like he, and I know good and well, I mean, he could have disagreed as any coach would, but he never had anything negative to say. It was always positive, always those type of things. And it was the same thing even growing up. I mean, like JD said, I always just had a blast playing everything because he made it fun, no matter what it was. I mean, we played ping pong against him, and he was competitive as anything, but it was kind of the same thing with team sports as well. You know, baseball, when you come in, never belittled, never anything, always discussed it. So it was really really nice and easy growing up with him.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful to hear. Gentlemen, your dad made a very interesting decision. You know, most folks that get into coaching, and especially have the amount of success that your father did early in their career, they do this for 20, 30, 40 years. your dad makes the decision to go into physical therapy school and then, you know, starts the family business out there as the originator of Dig Physical Therapy in the Bayou region. What led him to make that decision? That's a big career move. Has he told you, you know, the genesis of why he made that decision?
Well, I could tell you one reason. He became an instant husband and father of three that last year he coached at Vanderbilt. So one of the things he was probably looking at is how he was going to take care of his family. I would know that. That was obviously before John was born. That was one of the big reasons for looking at it. But he always had an interest in physical therapy, even when he was at Nichols going to school. It was something new coming out. He always had an interest in it, and I felt that that my mom was a big influence to him as far as getting all the papers written for scholarships to Duke, to get accepted into Duke, which was a big honor. Mama was his biggest fan and really helped him get into physical therapy school.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I'm seeing here that your father played for Coach Buddy Marcello, who's one of the legends of our area and a fellow Hall of Famer, and ended up coaching with him. That's kind of a unique touch there. Now you're going to have a couple of Hall of Famers on that same coaching staff. You know, I'm sure that had to be something that meant a whole lot to him to go back and coach with a guy who meant a whole lot to his career.
Yeah, I'll take the beginning of this. I know Dad had so much respect for Coach Buddy Marcello that I know he never felt any pressure to live up to his predecessor. Dad was always his own man, but he would definitely pick some of what he thought was Coach Buddy Marcello's best traits and use them in coaching the young men that he did. All right, I'll tell you this, too. Coach Marcello was probably the only name that we heard as far as coaching as someone that was inspirational to Dad. So I could tell you he had the utmost respect for Coach Buddy Marcello.
Yeah, and I'll get on top of that. I mean, I've heard Buddy Marcello stories all my life, and then, you know, to play for, you know, a high school coach that you so respect and then to go back and work for him, I mean, that's awesome in itself. He learned so much. And then towards even the end of Buddy Marcello's life, Daddy was one that always ministered, of course, to the sick, and I think that was just his part of being physical therapy-wise. So he visited Buddy several times, definitely towards the end of Buddy's life as well, which I think is a testament on you know, really a lifelong respect for Coach Buddy.
For sure. Look, your dad is now in his late 80s. They tell us that health is starting to slow down a little bit, but whenever you guys were able to relay this message to him that, hey, Pop, you're going to the Bayou Region Athletic Hall of Fame, what was his response? I'm sure he had to be super proud.
So, as you said, I mean, unfortunately, Daddy's got a little bit of dementia that's going on right now, and then it's kind of progressed over the last probably 8 months to a year or so. But he definitely got it, but it's like everything else. Daddy's such a humble man. He doesn't really get excited, especially when you try to give him any compliments or anything like that. He downplays it. And this was no different from that. I mean, but absolutely a little bit of smirk, a little bit of smile. And then after telling him, it sinks in. And definitely you can see the sense of pride and accomplishment. I can sense it. I know JD can, but like I said, I mean, he's not one to brag about it. He almost downplays everything, but I know he's definitely proud.
Yeah, deep down, he's really proud.
Yeah, I'm sure so, and with good reason, for sure, man. And look, for you guys, I mean, heck, to know, you know, I mean, I could rattle off a list of the names of the folks that are just going in this class, and it's an amazing list, much less the folks who have gone on in classes before, to know, hey, like, my dad was part of some of the most special athletic people in the history of our area. That's got to be a really warm feeling, man. I can't imagine. That's got to be something that makes you guys feel super, super special.
It does. It does. It really does to me. I mean, it's kind of good to see someone in that era that Daddy coached and played get into these Hall of Fames before they actually passed. is a big thing. So I'm proud of it, and I'm so happy that y'all put him up to this, and I think the family feels the same way.
I agree with that. I mean, all the wonderful people and all the wonderful names before touched so many lives, and they interconnect, especially in this whole region. And for Dad to be a part of that, yeah, I mean, we're definitely proud of that family.
Yeah, no doubt about that, man. Look, Stan always tells us that in the process of, you know, creating the induction videos, that he always learned some things about the inductees that he maybe didn't necessarily know before. Since the news got out that your father was going to be a member of the Bayou Region Athletic Hall of Fame, have any former players or anything like that reached out? And have you guys learned anything about your dad that you maybe didn't know before from any of those former players?
Well, I'll tell you, I've reached out to Mr. Marshall Falk. He had some plaques and all that Vanderbilt had of all the state championship teams. And that was right around the time I was telling you earlier that Dad had all these pictures. So I actually got with Marshall, and we got the pictures and matched with the plaques, so, you know, they could actually show them. And in doing so, Marshall would tell me a couple of things about my dad, how he coached and how it was awesome playing for him. And it was very good to hear.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Look, guys, we thank y'all so much for the time. Congratulations to y'all family so very much. It was a pleasure talking to y'all today, and super happy for your dad. I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend, and thanks so much for the time, okay?
Hey, thank you. Have a good weekend.
Thank you very much. Y'all have a wonderful weekend.
Absolutely. That is John and J.D. Daigh speaking on behalf of their father, Coach Leslie Daigh, who is going to be an inductee into the Bayou Region Athletic Hall of Fame. Truck, super unique career there, man. Multiple state championships coaching baseball. And then usually, I mean, you win 4 or 5 state championships, you're going to be doing this for 30, 40, you know, years. He decides, you know, hey, I got a big old family. I got to expand. Then he goes back to school, goes to Duke, and gets the physical therapy doctorate and starts the family business there. Unbelievable career, unbelievable gentleman. And I thought that it was really awesome to hear, like, hey, in the Daigh neighborhood, we were playing games and everybody wanted to come over, and he was the coach of the neighborhood. I can't imagine the number of lives that gentleman there impacted positively during the course of his coaching career, and even as his career just as a dad, being kind of one of the patriarchs of their neighborhood out there.
Molding young boys and girls into young men and women. That's unbelievable, the impact that a coach has at that age on individuals.
I still remember mine. You know, my first Biddy basketball coach was the late Kim Dufresne, and I'll remember that for the rest of my life. I will remember going to practices at his house. I will remember everything. Those youth coaches don't understand the impact that they make sometimes, and I was blessed with a bunch of great ones. Mr. Leslie Daigh is one of the best, winning multiple championships, going on to be an inductee into the Bayou Region Athletic Hall of Fame. Unbelievable for he and his family.
That's got to be an awesome feeling for the family, and as I guess as humble as the dad is, he never bragged about winning X number of championships. He just did it.
This year's inductees are going to be Brandon Brown, who we've already spoken to here on the show. Lely Daigh, who we, you know, just had represented by the family. Philip Livas, who we spoke to on the show. We've got a couple more to knock off here. We still got to get to Mr. Skippy Ezell, Joe Fakke, and David Fournier, and we're going to have them all represented in some form or fashion as we lead up into the induction ceremony, which will be on June 20th over at Cypress Columns. $65 per seat, includes a 3-course meal and video presentations. If you're a fan of local sports, that would be one that you would want to go and check out. For tickets, call 850-6206 or 873-4603 or text tghealthsystem.com, and you could get your spot there over at the Cypress Columns. I might be speaking out of turn, because as I sit here on April 13th, I don't know for sure that there are even tickets left available. Stan would maybe be able to better answer that question for us, but I know it usually sells out. I think it's still early enough that you could probably get a seat. But man, that's usually a wonderful event, and look forward to welcoming another class. And I could truly say, and I mean this sincerely, one of the great honors of my professional career is now being a voting member of that Hall of Fame. And I take great pride in being able to cast a ballot there. And I think we've got a great class this year. I really do.